Hey there, Astros fans. This is H-Town Wheelhouse, another podcast. I'm going to come to you, talk to you about a few things. Number one, we're going to talk about the June record for the Houston Astros. We're going to talk about returning players and their impact and what the future may hold for possible Houston Astros free agent signings or trades. Glad y'all tuned in. We'll get started when we come back. Hey guys, welcome back. This is H-Town Wheelhouse for another podcast on 6/27, just before the first pitch of the Astros game this afternoon. Thank y'all for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter, H-Town_Wheelhouse, or check us out on Facebook. We're on a page called Stros411. We are always positive, always Astros, your one-stop shop for everything Houston Astros baseball. Let's start out talking about June. June, the Astros have played 23 games today, going to have their 24th game today, and they are, of their 23 games, they have 11 losses. They have 12 wins. That's right at .500 baseball. In spite of a 7-game losing streak, they still, even after losing yesterday, have a 5-game lead on the second-place Texas Rangers. Now, while I don't see the Texas Rangers as a true formidable opponent, the Astros have got to realize the importance, and I'm sure they do, of winning these next few games. It would be nice to finish the homestand with a win today against Joe Musgrove, former Houston Astros, who actually won a game in the World Series from their 2017 team, and it would be nice to sweep the Mariners. In those losses, they lost one game to the Mariners. They lost a game to the Orioles, to the Brewers, one to the Blue Jays, and that one loss to the Blue Jays started a 7-game skid where they were swept by the Reds and nearly swept by the Yankees. Thankfully, the bats came alive in the last couple games against the Yankees. Yordan Alvarez has been amazing, and on the 23rd, they took down the Yankees 9-4. Now, that gave them the series 4-3. So even though the Yankees won those first three, remember the Astros swept them at the beginning of the season. And so they won the series 4-3. They've typically fared well against the National League in interleague play, but hopefully we won't see a repeat of what happened last night against the Pirates. The Pirates pitcher last night just simply had the Astros number. The only person hitting in that game last night was really George Springer. Now, they did manage 9 hits, which is, you would think, you would get more than 2 runs out of those 9 hits. But when George is the only one to get a multi-hit game, then there's not a whole lot the rest of the team can do. Altuve extended his hit streak to 6 games. Bregman got another hit. Brantley got a hit. Gurriel and Reddick. And then Chirinos as well. And there just wasn't anything the Astros seemed to be able to do. They gave up 2 runs in each of the first 3 innings. Then they locked them down on the 4th and 5th. They scored another 2. And then A.J. Hinch puts in Tyler White in the 9th inning. And kind of all you-know-what broke loose. And, you know, that was awful watching Tyler White have to go through that. Because he walked 4. He gave up 6 earned runs. Gave up a couple long balls. And that's got to be demoralizing, where they bring in a position player who they're trying to get in there so they don't waste relief arms, and he gives up that much. A.J. Hinch, after the game, actually said that he apologized to White as he was coming off the mound. He felt like he probably left him out there too long, and he said he never wants to put a guy in that position. One of the key problems with last night was last night they struggled again with runners in scoring position. They were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and they left 8 men on base. When you do that, there's not a team that you would be able to beat no matter who they have pitching, whether it's the Pirates, whether it's the Marlins, whether it's the Orioles or someone bad like that. Right there is the key. And that was their struggle during their 7-game losing streak. We'll be back to discuss a couple more items that we mentioned in the intro. All right, welcome back. And just as we were talking about the game last night and how abysmal it may have been, George Springer had a second game back. He led off the game with a solo shot, a Springer dinger. We like to see that. Jose Altuve came back, and he's actually riding a six-game hit streak going into the game today. Alex Bregman is getting more hits. He's hitting doubles, home runs. He's getting on base. Brantley continues to hit. But with having Altuve back, with having Springer back, now with having McHugh back, McHugh came in and they limited his output. He didn't get any walks. He didn't get any strikeouts. He didn't give up any hits. He had he went he came in for one inning, and so that was good. I think they're going to work him in slowly. Davinsky came in and struggled again, but having McHugh back is going to be huge for the endurance of this bullpen over the long haul of this 162 game season. Now, after Framber Valdez faltered again last night, he was sent back down to the minor leagues. They brought up Cy Snead. I do not have a word on whether he is going to go into the rotation or if McHugh will go into the rotation. But I'm assuming that if McHugh does go into the rotation, it wouldn't be until a week or so because next week they have 2 days off. So with the 2 days off, you can go and get along with the four-man rotation with Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Wade Miley and Brad Peacock. You can get away with those four with 2 days off. Maybe they give McHugh some start, not some starts, but an inning here or there. And then what they do is they go ahead and let him start in 2 weeks, which I wouldn't mind seeing. McHugh, everybody wants him as a long reliever in the bullpen. But right now, if they need him to be an arm, if they need him to be the starter, I think he can make that adjustment very well. It'll definitely give guys like Davinsky and them a little bit of rest. Davinsky just has not been squaring the ball up very well. Actually, he's been squaring the ball up too much. Another bright spot last night was Josh Reddick's defense. Just the guy's just phenomenal in the outfield, just robbing a fourth home run. It is dangerous to hit the ball to right field, especially at Minute Maid Park. Spider-Man will come down with it just about every single time. So we've got some other corresponding moves that are coming up soon. And the discussion is who's gonna either get the axe or get sit down. A lot of people are wondering about Straw, about Kemp, about White. I just think White is going to have this leash that Hinch is gonna give him. White over the last several games has actually been hitting very well compared to what he started the season out as. And so he did get the grand slam the other day. But if you look at his last 11 games, let's see, what has he done in the month of June? See, he's had one, two, he's had three. He's had three multi-hit games in his last. In his last 10 games, he's hit safely in five of those 10 games. And so, yes, I know you're going to say, look at his average. It's 221. I get it. But right now, he's what they have. And until they get more people back from the DL, until they get Correa back, until they get Diaz back, they're going to have him hold down first base. And although Gurriel doesn't look great at third, he's going to have to stay there. And so there are just some holes they need to fill. So if whenever Diaz comes back, whenever oh gosh, I forgot about Stassi. Stassi's back. Stassi is a good solid backup catcher. He actually does hit decently, but I think the main focus is to make sure to give Chirinos the rest and Stassi to come in when he's needed. So Stassi's back, Altuve's back, Springer's back, McHugh is back. Soon we'll have Diaz, hopefully a little after the All-Star break, we'll have Correa back and solidify that lineup. So the Astros have got a lot of people coming back. Their theme is take it back. Well, hopefully these players coming back to the lineup can help them to uptick. And hopefully today we'll see what the Astros do against the Pittsburgh Pirates in the third game of this three-game set. All right, let's wrap this up last with the last segment talking about what the Astros trade targets may be. And this is going off a report from Chandler Rome with the Houston Chronicle. He recently reported that he was discussing with Jeff Luhnow in press conference what they were focused on in Houston as far as free agency and or trade talks. Number one, Jeff Luhnow did say, and I quote, "We have a little more pit pressure to get it done in July than in past years. But we've always felt that pressure anyway, so we'll operate that way." And so he said, though the deadline is more than 1 month away, the conversations are ongoing with other teams. And they're solely centered, almost completely, 100% around one position. Jeff Luhnow said, "I think we're more focused on pitching than we are on position players. We have plenty of position players at this point. It doesn't need to necessarily be a starter or a reliever, just the best arm that can help us get outs against teams that are likely to face down the stretch in the playoffs." And so what we're seeing is there is a huge emphasis on pitching arms and pitchers that are there. Going into Wednesday night's game against the Pirates, Chandler Rome reported that Fangraphs gave the Astros a 99.7% chance to make the playoffs, a 99.2% chance to win their division. They held a 6.5-game lead over the Rangers upon going into Wednesday morning. Now it's only 5 games. And so it's important to note that a pitcher is going to be important for them to get so that they can compete with the top teams in the American League. They've had some key injuries and some key faltering that's gone on. They have Forrest Whitley, who a lot had hoped would come up late or mid-season, not going to probably come up this year unless they're just absolutely have to have him. Him on top of Corbin Martin, who is now on the IL with right elbow pain, and they're saying it's a significant injury. They haven't given any true updates. It is tough because now the Astros don't seem to have any major league ready starting depth. And so they have guys that have potential, but they are not ready to make the playoff rotation. Luhnow has said that right now, maybe someone from the outside, it would be a lot to ask for our young guys to step into a rotation on a team that's hopefully playoff bound. So Jeff Luhnow, as reported by Chandler Rome, has basically squared his sights on that of getting a pitcher in free agency and needing one so that you can take the burden off the young arms, off the relievers, and take the pressure squarely off of your two aces, which would be Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. Well, hey, that's all I got for today. We'll get back tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about a Pittsburgh Pirates loss and a Houston Astros win. So I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. I appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk soon, and go Astros.